And that mind is the center of your own being. It's the center of your emotion. It also is the center of your cognitive awareness of Amida and Amida's role in the process of salvation. But it also is Amida's mind. Because we're here in the Mahayana, in a tradition that in the end is non-dualistic. It is Amida's mind moving through you. So what you feel in this Pure Land tradition when you get right into its gut, right to its heart, is a sense of self-abandonment that identifies you with the movement of Amida's heart and mind moving through your heart and mind. And when you can accept that, when you can open yourself up to it, then you can really begin to feel the presence of Amida in not just the Pure Land, somewhere out there in the future, but moving in your everyday experience. This, I think you would have to say, you know, if you're familiar with the language of Christian theology and with the process of Christian devotion, it's not unlike that old Christian statement, "It is not I, but Christ in me." You could very well hear Shinran saying, "It is not I." It is not Shinran speaking here. It is the primal vow of Amida Buddha that moves in me and makes this salvation present, not just to me, poor old ignorant simple guy that I am, but also through me to the followers in my tradition. You can see why it's effective, you know, and you can see why it spoke so strongly to that historical moment when people really were discouraged and they looked around and couldn't see any way to grasp Buddhist salvation in its traditional form. This offered a solution, a way out, a sense that you could feel the power of Amida's compassion working in your heart. This is a tradition alive today and present in as part of the religious mix of Buddhism in North America, and one of the most lively and interesting ways to experience this impulse of the Mahayana working itself out in contemporary culture. Now, Shinran and Honen were not the only reformers in the Kamakura period that we want to pay some attention to. There also was another key reformer who was known as Nichiren, who lived from 1222 to 1281 and was one of the few people that you can really call a Buddhist prophet, because he denounced corrupt practices and claimed that he, Nichiren, had the only way to salvation. When I preach about Nichiren, I always really wish that I could preach him to you like a Southern Baptist preacher, because he has a little bit of that feel. He's talking about the one way to salvation, the salvation that he identifies with the Lotus Sutra. Like Honen, Nichiren was trained as a monk at the home of the Tendai school in Kyoto. He also developed a new teaching, like Honen, to respond to the difficulties of the times. But unlike Honen, Nichiren returned to the basic teaching of the Tendai school. He felt that the Lotus Sutra was the key to the Buddha's teaching, and he preached that Japan could be saved only by reliance on the Lotus Sutra. This reliance was expressed for him in the phrase Namu Myoho Renge Kyo, or homage to the Lotus Sutra. Like Namu Amida Butsu, homage to Amida Buddha. And again, I think we can hear the force of Nichiren's teaching best in his own words. "The Lord Shakya," he said, "proclaimed to all celestial beings that when in the 500 years after his death, all the truths should be shrouded in darkness, the Bodhisattva of superb action should be commissioned to save the most wicked of men who were degrading the truth." Gotta put on our preacher's voice here. "Curing the hopeless lepers by the mysterious medicine of the adoration of the lotus of the perfect truth. Can this proclamation be a falsehood? If this promise be not in vain, how can the rulers of the people of Japan remain in safety? who, being plunged in the whirlpool of strife and malice, have rebuked, reviled, struck, and banished the messengers of the Buddha and his followers commissioned by Buddha to propagate the lotus of the truth.